Hi, Mr. Banky. What's up? How are you doing?
I'm very good.
I would guess that you are.
Yeah, man, definitely. You know, good news. I'm very optimistic about the announcements by the Prime Minister. And I think, you know, it comes at the right time for our country.
And I know that you've been fighting for this from ever since. So how do you feel about the new COVID measures?
I mean, I think they're in line with science. I've been advocating for, you know, science-based approaches from, you know, last year. Drafted various documents, protocols, etc., etc. You know, never discouraged. You know, the reward is that we'll be able to gather and party together this summer. It's critical that we follow the rules.
We all know that you're one of the biggest event planner here. You're planning any event?
I don't think it's a secret that we're going to send in our application for Dream Weekend the Grill this year.
Okay, so we maybe let me just keep my fingers crossed.
Listen, as I said, we as event producers, we believe that based on how we manage our logistics for Dream year in year out, can operate and put in the right protocols to have a safe event. And that's what's going to be in the proposal, COVID risk mitigation measures to ensure that we have a safe Dream Weekend. I'm also happy that the government has, you know, stepped out and said they're going to do an event to show kind of how it's done. It's very, very welcome that the government is, you know, government does events all the time, but to lead from the front, you know, it's very brave of Prime Minister, Minister Grange, Minister McKenzie, that they're going to come together and collaborate under this. And we want to be, you know, one of the first, if not the first in the private sector to have a large event and show that can do this safely.
Thank you, Mr. Kamal Banky. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Big up all the Ziptocrats. Enough love. Keep safe. Work with the protocols.